You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible passage is the book of John, chapter 3 and verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." We must be very careful, as there is a deception in town. There are preachers that what they are doing is that they are preaching the kingdom to people who have not entered into the kingdom. They are preaching the things of the kingdom to those who are not born again. In fact, some preachers have developed big ministry on this. You can invite them to come and speak at government functions, at any secular meetings. They'll come and preach. In their mind, they are preaching the gospel. But that gospel, they've removed Jesus Christ from it. They've removed being born again from it. And then they continue to preach the kingdom. And they will even proud themselves and say that we are teaching the kingdom. We have been called to preach the kingdom. Brethren, Jesus, if we truly believe his word, said, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So if you don't address the issue of being born again, you are wasting your life saying that you are preaching the kingdom. There are preachers who have fallen into this trap, and some of them have become international speakers. And in their mind, they believe they are preaching the kingdom. In fact, they will justify and tell you that Jesus came to preach the kingdom. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And everything he did is about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. It is true, it's about the kingdom. But there is an entering point into that kingdom. And that entering point is that a man must be born again. If a man is not born again, he can't enter the kingdom of God. You are only going to make people to become religious, to become legalistic, to become morals. But they are not going to be a people that are redeemed and a people that are being raised for God and for eternity with him. Except a man is born again, there is no alternative. There is no way you can go about it. Now, you see, as parents, you must be aware of this danger. Many parents, you raise your kids. I'm talking of Christian parents. You raise them in such a religious manner that they grow up with it. In fact, some of your daughters may even be virgins, but yet they've not had a born-again experience. They have only grew up in Christian circle. They attended Sunday schools. They went for children conferences. They did so many things, but they've not met Jesus. There is no separation in their life where there is a time when they were not in Christ and a time when they are in Christ. You know, it's easy for somebody who had been living in sin when it comes to Christ to now say that, from this moment, I now discover that I was no longer living in sin. When people are in sin that are pronounced. Now, but somebody who is moral, somebody who has been brought up to have courtesy, to be good, may not know that he or she also need Jesus like that prostitute, but may feel comfortable in the sense that, at least I'm living a good life. I'm not wayward. I'm not a bad person. I want to tell you, outside of Jesus, every human being is equally bad. Every human being is equally evil. And every human being needs Jesus. You must be born again. Otherwise, you will keep hearing the things of the kingdom and it won't make sense to you. You won't be able to know how to adjust your life. Many people are sitting in our meetings today, hearing and hearing and hearing. Nothing is happening because they are not born again. Brethren, again, I say to you, except you are born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.